Godly civics, years of sacrifice went into the formation of our Abba Father's 1776 creation, and over a million souls sacrificed their lives to keep it. Our Abba Father is shedding tears right now, and we pulpit leaders have blood on our hands. Our Abba Father is a forgiving God, but embracing godly civics is essential. Godly civics is a study and mission exercise for everyone, not a pulpit message. The body of Christ is the voter. Go and make godly citizens. Our ecclesia, appoint a trusted, informed mission leader. Name the mission to avoid drawing fire on the ecclesia and spread the godly civics message throughout the ecclesia and beyond as the Holy Spirit leads. Godly civics is a brand and a product that does all the work except distribution. We guarantee godly civics will bring more souls to heaven. Godly civics is not an organization to join. It wants no members, donations, or email lists to hack because you do all the work spreading the message to as many we the people as possible. We present implementation strategies at the end, and the Liberty Pastor and Salt and Light movements have every other resource imaginable, from training to legal teams. The trail is blazed! Godly civics is the next generation of the Liberty Pastor's work, adding a unifying message for all ecclesia and the body of Christ. Please note our ecclesia are exempt from taxation because they are sovereign, not a 501c3 approval. No one has lost their exemption and never will unless we fail our mission. End that fear excuse right now. Godly civics enumerates our Abba Father's 1776 creation as designed. It overcomes what our founding fathers did not foresee. The Industrial Revolution, which changed the creation of wealth, making it harder to rule people, plus the Nahas work, the birth of progressivism, psychology, gaslighting, and the death of truth in our society. Godly civics is USA Christianity's last chance to glorify our Abba Father on earth. Most pulpit leaders do not see our USA as our Abba Father's 1776 creation, his new and last nation. The rest see it wrong because the Holy Spirit has not inspired our Abba Father's 1776 creation view until now. P4547 is the first populist POTUS who openly looks to the hand of our Abba Father. Godly civics is a comprehensive three-leg strategy that redeems our one nation under God back to his 1776 creation. Redeem means to buy or earn back something lost, not to swing back and forth between political factions. A red faction victory can never redeem our one nation under God. The body of Christ is the only group large enough and motivated enough to defeat the Nahas enemy. Remember, our Abba Father works through his people. We Peg 1787 gives superpowers to all we the people with the body of Christ out front, demanding every candidate score We Peg 1787 to get our vote. That is our power and endgame for the 2026-2028 elections to ensure P48 is a master of WePeg 1787, the laws of nature, not a slave to a political faction. Stop glorifying humans. P40 and P45-47 are exceptional presidents, but we herald both as great men, not the principles they governed by, which they learned from experience. When they finish their term, the Nahas Blue faction destroys them and undoes what they have accomplished. That back and forth is not our Abba Father's 1776 creation. Our Abba Father's 1776 creation is a government driven by his inviolate laws of nature, governing principles, and never human whims, ideologies, political factions, or despots. Every year is supposed to be better than the previous, not a pickleball game for two teams playing for a trophy, and we, the people, are spectators and victims in the long run. Godly civics restores our one nation under God to our Abba Father's 1776 creation of government by his laws of nature, and representatives who are stewards and seekers of his laws that determine all outcomes, not slaves to a political faction. Imagine a 234-year run of discovering the laws of nature that make everything work for the most we the people instead of forward and back, over and over. We the people must end that for posterity before the 2026 WePeg 1787 election.